What's up, guys? It's Mike here from Sweat Angel. We are just talking about things happening in the gym, things happening in fitness, anything you might have a question about. So it's just me today. So let's get started by just talking about maybe some of the upcoming events. First off, as you might have noticed, we have been talking a little bit about the CrossFit Open. Now, the CrossFit Open, we're going to be calling it the Sweat Angel CrossFit Open because really, there's nobody in our gym with any real hopes of going to the CrossFit Games in Madison, Wisconsin this August. If you are, I stand corrected. Please let me know that those are your goals because we can maybe talk about, you know, maybe some strategy and whatnot. But for the most part, we're, you know, people at Sweat Angel are here for, you know, as Coach Jackson will say, is to look good naked and play with the kids. So, but basically, we just want to come in and get a great workout, maybe get a little stronger, put a little muscle on, age gracefully, and be able to do some shit that we didn't think we could possibly do at maybe whatever age. So, you know, I want you guys to be able to go skiing and swimming and paddleboarding and whatever the heck else as late into your years as possible. But in terms of the CrossFit Open, we're talking a little bit about how we're going to be putting it on here at the gym. And I know we have this little whiteboard at the gym, and it's got a bunch of names on there, like 50 names right now. I think last year we had around 80. I got a pretty good feeling we're going to eclipse that this year. You know, and the CrossFit Open really is just a way to sort of hang out with your gym buddies and do some cool workouts that are unknown, at least up until that Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And we do them on Saturdays at the gym. And we're going to draft teams again this year. And if you're not really familiar with how we did it last year, we had four teams, and we nominated gym members as captains. And we just basically drafted people, kind of sort of like how you would, you know, like an NFL draft, a little wraparound drafting. We did it on a Saturday after after one of our classes. I think we're leaning towards that again. About mid-February to draft. This year, we're going to put a little twist on it. We're gonna have six teams, and we've had some captains nominated, so we're going to draft captains. The coaches are, and each captain will have a co-captain who's also a coach at the gym. So you will have a little bit of support in terms of you know, whatever you need. The coaches have done this before, so it might make your job a little bit easier as a team captain. So so what are your responsibilities as a captain? For the most part, they're going to be just to sort of manage a Facebook page, a private page for you and your teammates. We're going to name the team. That's the most important part. I think last year Bob had explosive jerking movements as his team. I know this because I was part of that team, and if we were the champions. We were not able to present Bob with his sword because for some reason, if you guys didn't know this, apparently swords are not allowed into the Harvest Ridge Winery because they're weapons. But so that was an interesting little exchange between one of their awesome employees and myself and my wife, for that matter. Yeah, so basically we'll draft teammates, and then we'll establish teams. It really doesn't make that much of a difference, you know, whose team you're on in terms of, like, winning and losing, because the whole idea is to have fun. You cannot hurt your team by working out poorly that week. You can only help them by working out well. So what that means is if you don't have a great workout or you just don't, you know, hit your best lifts or whatever the heck the workout seems to be, it doesn't matter because we only recognize the top three scores from each team anyhow. But you can help your team by participating, by being present on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock when we do these. Also by taking the judges course and just basically having some spirit, you know, during these events. So last year we awarded some bonus points for some things. But for the most part, you know, some people could take this competitively, but for us, we weren't that all that competitive, you know, while the workouts were going on. But I think Bob wanted a little more trash talking. But maybe for those of you that want to do that, we can open it up. I know Mike T likes a little bit of that. You know, in terms of like the open, the workouts will come out. We'll get some more information about that. I hope to do this podcast pretty frequently, maybe a couple times per month, to sort of give you guys an idea instead of making you have to listen to me in the gym in front of the monitors. But another thing going on is the muscle gain challenge. Now, instead of a fat loss challenge, we're going to do a muscle gain challenge, because if anybody knows me and my philosophy is that you got to have some muscle. You got to be a little stronger. You don't have to be huge, but those are the things that are going to help you reach your fat loss goals and your performance goals is to really just have a little bit of muscle on your frame so that you can actually do some stuff. You know, chasing calories on a, you know, pounding the pavement or the elliptical or the bike constantly typically doesn't elicit the results you think it would. It actually blunts your fat loss response to some degree during exercise. So just having a little lean muscle increases bone density, fat burning metabolism, having a little more muscle around your joints will protect them in weird situations. You know, I just want to make sure that everybody, you know, can, you know, like appreciate the reason for doing this. You know, everybody else, everybody and their mother has a, you know, 6-week challenge or a fat loss challenge. We're going to do it differently, our style, because we never make things easier. We always try to make things harder and rise to the occasion. So I think this is a more challenging but rewarding sort of system, or challenge, if you must. So basically, you can register online. We've been putting the links all over the place, and we'll have some winners and some top placers, and we'll have some little prizes given out for those. You'll have a pre-InBody, a post-InBody to see what the positive change was in terms of fat loss and mainly muscle gain. So we have a formula for that. We're also giving out some templates for in terms of nutrition and our muscle gain program, which can be done before or after the workouts in our in the south wing, which is the front section of the gym. Or you can do it at some other gym. If you're not a member of our gym, you're more than welcome to sign up for the challenge, and we'll get you embodied. And you can, you know, if you got some weights and some machines and some free weights, and mainly you can do darn near anything. It's more about how we apply the movements, how we can get some tension on the muscles. I've done, 7 or 8 bodybuilding shows in my life. I trained powerlifting and bodybuilding for the first part of my career. So I might know a thing or two about how to put some muscle on, and hopefully I can give you guys some of that info too, and you can take it with you. It's more about how it feels than some magic exercise. So the main part is to interact and really just have some quality feedback for you guys. And I think for the most part, everyone doing it is going to support themselves basically by training together. So we'll be getting that info out to you. As soon as you sign up online, the first 20 subscribers will get $10 off their challenge. It's $95 for the challenge, and with $10 off, it's $85. If you guys, you'll get the templates, but if you guys need something a little more personalized, there's some other options in terms of like contacting like Mike or myself or Kristen to sort of personalize your weight training or your nutrition to if you have some specific needs or requirements. But it's going to be 7 weeks. It'll start the day after Super Bowl. So let's get your InBodies in soon enough. Like any day after that Sunday the 4th will be fine. The sooner you can get in, the better. And then it'll end that Monday, 7 weeks later, I believe. Oh, man, this is the 25th. But keeping that in mind, that will be starting up really quickly here. So I'll have some more information on that. I got some tip videos coming out on social medias. We have some other kind of events coming out too. We have a social gathering on the 2nd of February. It's at It's the Saturday before Super Bowl. We're actually going to do a hero workout, Chad. Look it up. It's going to be, it's pretty simple, but it's going to be a tough one. A lot of the gyms in the CrossFit community are taking this thing on, and it's going to be basically 1,000 step ups on a 20 inch box with a weight vest if you have one. If not, we can scale it down. We can put a time cap on it, but we want you all to be a part of it. That's going to be on the 2nd. That's Hero Wad. And that night we're going to be meeting out, in the evening for just some, maybe adult beverages and just sort of hanging out, without fitness as being the focal point. It's fun to do that once in a while. Hopefully we can keep it together. Right. Finally, we have our free first Friday coming up, Friday the 1st of February. I sort of talked about this in reverse, but, as always, we got some special membership deals, and, if you sign up with a buddy, it's 20% off for both of them if they can sign up together, any package they choose. And everyone you guys refer, if on the free friends day, is I'm giving you guys $100 cash, and it makes me happy to do that, because I wouldn't be able to do some of the things I do without having you guys say kind things and drag your friends in there and help them realize, you know, what we're doing is different. And I think at some points it's a little progressive, but that's pretty much it. So that's what's going on. I know this is sort of a raw, a recording of what's been happening, but I look to kind of improve on this a little bit and offer you guys a little bit more access, and information. Sometimes not everyone can be on every medium, and some people miss some things. So this is just one more thing you guys can refer to. But awesome. So, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. And Mike G signing out. See ya.